Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, that friendly stranger is no stranger to us. Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Dave Flyer at WGN. And that is our buddy Jim Peterick, who is going to be one of this year's inductees into the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, their second annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But this year, actually, he's already in it. But he does so much stuff that they got to put him in twice before it takes.
Yes. No, he's going to be inducted as a songwriter. He is a Grammy winner. He is an author. He's a fashionista. He's a car guy. He's just an all-around nice guy who squeezes so much into one day. That's our Jim Peterick. How are you, James?
I'm busy squeezing.
I had to call you a fashionista because, you know, we always bond on the subject of who made what you're wearing today, Jim.
Oh, man. I'm really into that. I went from nerd to fashionista in a few short years.
A few decades, right?
I don't know that we've ever asked you, how did that happen? Because you look at early pictures of Jim Peterick with some of his early groups, and I don't mean to be offensive, but nerd kind of comes pretty close. But all of a sudden, was it like, did you say Shazam? The lightning bolt came out of the sky and bam!
Your hair went purple and...
What? Well, you know, kind of. You know, when I left Survivor in 96, I had some thinking to do, and I really wanted to kind of reinvent myself. And that's when I found this clothes maker named Richard Kickmunter from England, when he moved here. And he started making me clothes. And then I said, you know, this hair is kind of boring. And Ross, my hair fashionista, I said, how about a weird color like purple? And that was about 15 years ago, and I never looked back. And it's kind of crazy. People said, is that the old Jim Peterick with the horn-rimmed glasses and the boring suit? And same guy. I always had that inside of me wanting to come out. You know, when I was with the Ides of March, well, I'm still with the Ides of March, but when we were touring behind vehicle, I wore some wild clothes. But as a member of Survivor, I kind of went to the keyboards and took a little back seat, and then I came out of my shell again.
Mm-hmm. So your spirit bird, we know your spirit animal is the tiger, but your spirit bird would be the peacock, right?
I never thought about that.
But I have to, let me say, and please do not be offended by that, because you know I love everything that you wear. I get so excited. In fact, I just came across a picture when we were at your house 7 years ago, and I had taken a jacket that was made for me.
The fringe jacket.
And you put that jacket on, and I was very close to saying, it looks better on you. Very, very close to saying that.
Well, and I came very close to stealing.
But I have said from the very first day I saw you, back in the day when you might have been a little nerdier, you've always had rock and roll legs. You and Mick Jagger have rock and roll legs.
In other words, they're sticks.
They are sticks, yes.
Yeah.
Which allows you to wear leopard pants.
Yes, and I don't mean the band Sticks. They're sticks.
Yeah.
I remember this band from Germany that came to see us. Oh, man, you have rock and roll legs. I wish I had those legs.
Really? Oh, my gosh, because I have always said that. I see you. I go, yep, look at it. He's working those rock and roll legs. Why?
Well, all right, well, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend in the second annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. But I want to take you in a different direction for a second. You have another event that is coming up that I was blown away when I heard you were going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The Ides of March with a big deal real live orchestra.
Yes.
Explain this. This is so cool, Jim.
Well, you know, it's historic, too, because we've never done this And it's really a challenge, and it's very exciting. We have our first rehearsal in a couple of weeks with a full orchestra. We have a great, great arranger that we really grew up with. He's another Czech. And I'm telling you, man, we couldn't be more excited. We've been just getting together with the arranger, and it's just going to be fantastic. But, you know, it's really different because we have to play a lot softer, you know, to make that orchestra really, really shine, you mm-hmm. know. So and we're going to have some serious sound checks so that everything is heard, and we're going to be recording it. And we want to do more of these things.
Oh, that's great. You know? And you're calling it the Ides of March with Strings Attached.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
And I cannot, I thought of that. I take credit for that one.
I hope, and I don't mean to get ahead of myself, but I hope that you're going to video this.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, good.
many cameras. And, you know, like I said, we want to not only make this a product to sell, but really to get more shows across the country. Because, I mean, the catalog that we have is really fun. And we're keeping it to the famous songs. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing maybe a couple of new songs, but overall, it's the tried and trues, the number ones, you know, the ones that people can hum mm-hmm. And sing along with. It's just going to be a gas.
You've had so many exciting things that have happened in your career, but is this going to be one of those pinch me moments?
Oh, totally. I'm going to be black and blue. I mean, look, I'm 71, and I've never done this. And it's something I always wanted to do. So I couldn't be more excited.
And this is going to be on June 16th, 8 o'clock in the evening. Tickets are available. It's at Rockin' Wheels in Addison. And you can get all the details if you go to Jim's website, and you can see how busy this guy is. And we should mention, too, that Sunday when you're inducted into the Rock and Roll Museum Hall of Fame as songwriter in their songwriter department, because you were already in there with the Ides, you're going to be performing Sunday as well, aren't you?
Yes. The Ides, they're so great. They asked me if we could come along and accompany you. I mean, is that sweet or what? So they'll be there too, and we're going to do a couple songs. I'm so lucky to be in the Ides of March. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and you guys have been together for over 50 years, right?
I know, but who's counting? You know?
That's right. And on the radio, you know, we all look like we just started a week ago. So,
Jim, we got to take a quick break. Can you hang with us for a couple minutes?
Of course.
Thank you.
More coming up with Jim Peterick. Stay with us. Steve King and Johnny Putman in for Dave Flyer at WGN Radio. And we're talking with Jim Peterick, who is going to be one of the inductees into the second annual Hall of Fame induction this coming weekend at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. And, Jim, we were talking about the show you're going to be doing with the orchestra. I can only imagine what L.A. Goodbye is going to sound like with a big orchestra.
I mentioned this amazing arranger, but I forgot to name check him. A good Czech man named Ed Vodica, who Larry went to school with, and he's arranged for Elton John and just mm-hmm. so many people. And he's going to do the arrangements, and we heard some of them. And we're just, like, totally blown away, and L.A. Goodbye is going to be just amazing.
Hmm. How cool is that?
And again, that's on June 16th. And I was looking at your website. Go to Jim Peterick with a K, peterick.com, and you can click on concerts coming up. I was tickled to see that you're going to be doing Door County, Egg Harbor this summer.
Yes, we are. Isn't that cool?
Is that a first for the Ides?
It is. It really is.
Wow.
We owe it to a bass player in my recording band. And he knew some people, Clem Hayes, and he hooked us up. And so thanks, Clem, if you're listening out there.
Well, two things.
Yes.
Have you ever personally been up to Door County?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's God's country.
Absolutely. We've been up there. We love it. The second thing is,
yes,
have you been, and Johnny knows where I'm going with this, have you been, and if not, oh boy, do you need to go to the Hyde Side?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
It's all leather.
Jim. You are not going to believe the clothes when you walk into the Hyde Side. It is so cool.
And the man bags and hats.
Okay, for a Christmas present years ago, through the Hyde Side, I got Johnny a jacket that was hand-painted by the woman who did the clothes for Dances with Wolves.
Oh, my God.
You are going
bad,
to...
not a bad accolade.
No, wow. No.
You're going to love this place, Jim.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I got to spend some time there.
Yeah. Tell him we sent you at the Hyde Side.
Yeah. Tell Mike is the owner. Tell him we sent you. Mike is a very cool guy. In fact, Mike gave me one of the coolest guitar parts.
Believe it or
which
not.
Which is, years ago... Mike was on an elevator. He was at an industry show. He was on an elevator. Who walks into the elevator but Leo Fender, who, through the conversation, Mike and Leo were talking, and Leo winds up giving Mike this demonstration neck from one of the first Telecasters that he had made.
Oh, my God.
And Mike said, I don't need this, Steve. I want to give it to you.
I'll have to next time we see you. I'm going to have to show you. It is so cool.
You have it.
Yeah,
it?
I have it. Of course. Yeah, we were floored.
That's history in your hands.
Yeah.
In fact,
we should get Mike to write that down so people will believe us when we tell them the story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I got to see that neck, man.
Well, the good thing is that's something I can carry around. I'm tired of being a roadie. No more carrying guitars in my future. There are people to do that.
I hear you.
Well, this weekend is going to be so much fun for you. If you had to pin it down, if you had to do just one of the umpteen things that you do, would you be a performer? Would you be a songwriter? Which is, you know, if you had to say, okay, there's only one, which would it be?
You know, Steve, I knew this question was coming. I've been thinking about it all day. For some reason, I just knew you were going to ask me this. I would be a songwriter because that's where it all starts. Mm-hmm. I love getting up there and being a kid and jumping around and hearing that audience response is awesome. And one feeds into another. You know, when I come home from a Green Eyes March show, I'm higher than a kite for at least 2 weeks on that. And maybe I'll write a song inspired by that. But it begins and ends with a song.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd be a cover band, you know. And I couldn't be prouder when I get up on stage and hear the Ides, or, you know, when I was a member of Survivor, do a song that I wrote or co-wrote. That is huge, but it starts with a song.
Well, and then it's appropriate that you're being inducted Sunday into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and we're just so tickled for you, Jim, every time something pops up. And the show on Sunday, there are tickets available. You can walk up to the box office, the Rialto Square Theater. It's going to be a big day, and folks can check it out. It starts at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Jim, we love you. It's great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, you guys are classics. I can't give you enough accolades, because there should be a Hall of Fame just for disc jockeys. And you're more than disc jockeys. I don't know, personalities, radio personalities.
Thank you.
You are number one in my book, both of you.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
And Jim, the check's in the mail.
Yes. It'll be a good one, too. Thanks, Jim. Good night. Have fun Sunday.